According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, New Mexico has recently seen lower opioid-related overdose deaths fall from 223 deaths in 2014 to 160 deaths in 2015. New Mexico was one of the states that did decide to expand Medicaid coverage. Alice Debner, director of the Substance Use Disorders Project with Community Catalyst, a consumer group, says changes to Medicaid funding formulas in the proposed GOP bill may impact states like New Mexico, who have seen high opioid-related deaths.
What could result is that a lot of people are thrown off coverage or no longer have those benefits, or the state is going to have to step up and find that money elsewhere.
Debner says states like New Mexico that are dealing with a budget crisis and possibly less federal matching money may end up leaving less people insured, which may lead to fatal outcomes if people cannot get access to the life-saving treatment they need. For KRWG, I'm Anthony Moreno.